We're going to be in the book of John. You can turn me down a little bit. 11th chapter this morning. Chapter 11 in the book of John. A little story about the raising of a Lazarus. Let's stand as we honor God in the reading of His Word. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped His feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. Heavenly Father, bless your word in a miraculous way today. And Lord, may we as individuals today, your children, Lord, may we learn something about patience. Maybe may we learn something about faith. And may we learn something about trust. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Let's put a title on this, God's Waiting Room. How many of you go to the doctor's office and you're sitting there in the waiting room? You know, you come in at, say your appointment's at 1:30. And you come in and you register and then you go over and you sit down in the chair, waiting on that little darling nurse to come out and call you. And you're sitting there. And you're sitting there. And you're waiting. And then she comes out, you know, says, oh, I'm next. And they call another name. Then she comes out, and she still calls another name. Well, your patience is getting a little thin. You want to go up and ask, when is he ever going to see me? No amens? Okay. You know, sometimes that's the same way waiting in God's waiting room when you pray for something. You might have asked Him for some difficult situations that's in your life. You might pray to Him to straighten them out for you. And there you are, sitting in God's waiting room, waiting for Him to answer. You know, we're all human. We ask God to do something, we want it right now. All right, now, some of you are getting too spiritual. You want it right now, admit it. Get the guilt out of the way and the pride. You want it right now. I do. I'm human. Look, pastors aren't perfect. Hallelujah! Yeah. See, pastors are in God's waiting room. See? And there you are. Maybe you got something that is wrong with your children. you know, their grades are low or something, you know, and you're asking the Lord, Lord, send me something or somebody that can help me with my child where they can learn better. And there's no answer, and you're wondering, God, are you asleep? Did you go on vacation? Remember the story in 2 Kings, I believe, or 1 Kings, chapter 18, when Elijah, he challenged the Israelites, you know, who worshiped Baal. Remember that story? You know, and he told them, let's see whose God can send the fire down. Remember that? You know, and he told the Israelites to build them an altar, you know, and to call upon the Baal, and they did. You know, and they're up there, hey, send it down. Show this guy. Send it down. You know, and nothing happened. And they got so impatient and irresistible that they jumped up on the altar and started slashing their wrists with glass and stuff. No faith, no trust, no patience. But when Elijah done it, God answered. God answered. See, God's going to answer your prayers in His time. And you got to learn to be patient with Him. See, because He's going to answer it. We see here with Mary and Martha, they call for Jesus to come because their brother, and she put it, the one that you love is sick. Well, it was some 40 miles away from where Jesus was, you know. They didn't have helicopters back then. Or trains, or planes, or, you know. They had feet and animals. And it took him a couple of good days to get there. And when he got there, they said, if you would have only came. Wait a minute, Mary and Martha, you know, that was some 40 miles down the road. You know, I couldn't get here in a half an hour, you know. No, Jesus knew. Jesus knew because he knew that Lazarus would live. And when he got there, he raised him from the dead. In His time, in His time, any situation that you're praying for will be only answered in His time, not in your time, in His time. And the more that you be patient with Him, the more that you trust in your faith, the better off you're going to be. Because, see, when He answers your prayer, you're going to be jubilant. But yet, now thank you, but yet, there's frustration and waiting. Frustration. You get beside yourself. You can't even stand yourself. None of y'all never been there. Amen. You've been there. You've been there. You've been so far back and in the woods that you can't even see the light of what the Lord can do for you. And that's the way Mary and Martha was. They were so uptight because Jesus didn't come. But look what happened. He came and He raised them from the dead. And then what? Then what? They were rejoicing because their brother was alive. See, he was dead some 3-4 days. And he was risen. Hey, there's going to be a time when there's some people who have been laid in the grave for hundreds of years. And Jesus is going to come in His time.
and raise him out of the grave. Woo! Glory! Come on! Huh? And they're going to come up. And we who are remaining on the earth walking will follow after them. Boy, can you imagine that? Oh, I can only imagine. All that, that's going to happen. And Christians, let me tell you something. Don't never be sad. Always be glad, because you know what's in the back of the book. You know the ending. And you should be jubilant all the time. All the time. I see a lot of Christians walking around. Reminds me of the old cartoon that kids used to love to see. You know, the little dog's name was Snoopy. Remember that? Excuse me, please. But he would get up beside a hydrant, fire hydrant, you know, and say, "You know what? I'm happy." Christians, when you're happy, you're smiling. You know what? A frown on your face, you got more wrinkles. Think about that. You got more wrinkles. But if you smile, they go away. See? Hey, when you get up in the morning, you look in the mirror, you know, smile at yourself. You won't see those wrinkles. Well, I do. I do that every morning. You have to do. It's all because of who's living within you. It's all because of him. Brother, I forgot your name. Randy? Yeah. Boy, you bless my heart. Every step that he took to Calvary, he took those steps for you and me. And each and every one of you ought to believe why he died. You know why he died? Because of you. Because of you. Because of you. Every one of you. And when you're in situations and difficulties in your life, you need to be praising him, because you know the answer's coming. You're one of his. Hallelujah. Give him a hand, because he'll do it for you. He'll raise you up. Then you'll come out of that waiting room, God's waiting room. You'll be so jubilant. You know, when you walked in slow. When you come out, boy, you're just 100-yard dash in 3 seconds. You're jubilant in what the Lord can do for you. Years ago, Marie and I, we fell in love with a little girl. And her name was Crystal. And she was in a foster home. And her parents just mistreated her. Her dad used to smoke, well, he smoked cigarettes, and he would put them out in her stomach. You know, do stuff like that. And we fell in love with this little girl. And she, the courts put her up for adoption. You know, right away we went to a lawyer and to see what we could do about adopting this little girl. You talk about waiting in God's waiting room. We waited in God's waiting room. And we, we kept on saying, "When, Lord, when? Why all this stuff?" You know, you shouldn't question God. But you do. We do, don't we? Yeah, we question him. Why? Why all this? And I was working at Bill Curry Ford, and some 6 or 8 months down the road, they announced that I had a special phone call. And you know what? The Lord just, it's just like one of you all were speaking to me, just saying, that's your call. And I didn't walk to the phone, I ran to it. And I picked it up, and they said the adoption was approved. Just like that. Woo! Glory! See? Ain't God good? He's good. And we got to have the patience and the faith and trust in what he can do for us. See? You know why? You know why he does things for us? Because he wants the praise that you give to him. He wants that. He expects that out of us. We should give him more than what we do. Because of what he done for us. So if you're in God's waiting room, cheer up. Your answer's on the way. It's on the way. He won't tell you when it's coming, but it'll come. It'll come. And God's good. I had open heart surgery in 2008. I tell you how good God is. I went in on Thursday, and they did the heart cat and everything. Said, well, you got five, it needs to be, and what have you. And the doctor said, well, I'll guarantee you 20 years, you know. And I thought, that wasn't the doctor that said that. That was him. That was him. And I had surgery on Monday morning. But before that, I started praying to the Lord. All right, Lord. You're giving me 20 years, so get me out of this place where I can continue. You know, I need to go. This was in May. The 1st of July, I had a two-week revival up in Georgia. See? I got the operation on Monday morning. Wednesday afternoon, I was home watching television. All my vital signs was 100%, and I didn't hurt. I didn't hurt. 4 weeks later, I was back to work. 1st of July, I was up preaching a revival. Now, you don't think God can answer prayers? He can do it, and he can do it for you. He can do it for you, and he can do it for you. Isn't he good? Amen. Isn't he good? Now, maybe some of you today are in God's waiting room. Don't be afraid to admit it. He already knows it. He already knows it. But you need to pray. Don't pray for patience, but pray for strength. Pray for strength. And pray that he'll give you the joy of your salvation that you need. Every church, when it dismissed, people ought to be just busting out the doors, praising the Lord. We should. But you know why we don't? We're in God's waiting room, waiting on an answer of something that we have prayed for. Look at Mary and Martha here. They were so jubilant because their son was alive. He came out of the grave. Jesus said, clean him up. We're going to have a party. See, and they were all jubilant about it. Rejoice forevermore, the Bible says. Rejoice forevermore. Because your day is coming. Amen? Amen. Maybe there's someone here today that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Let me tell you something. That's the best friend you'll ever have. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah! He'll be with you eternally. How'd you like to have a friend forever? Huh? He's your friend Always remember that. He's your friend. If you don't know him, you can gain a friend that will never leave you nor forsake you. You need to come and surrender your all to him. Give your heart, your soul, and your mind to him. And you'll never regret it. You'll never regret it. That's how good he is. Amen? Amen. And then if you, who are still in God's waiting room, you come up here and you pray. He wants to hear from you. What's the old song that says, how long has it been? Huh? Remember that? How long has it been since you called upon the Lord? Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you for your word, your message. Lord, especially in the song, I believe he died for me. What a beautiful song, Lord, and I praise you for it. I praise you for the, I can only imagine, Lord, and we do. Each and every one of us in this congregation this morning can only imagine what it's going to be like. Hallelujah. And Lord, we're just waiting for that day. But Lord, we know our work is cut out for us. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, you would lead us and guide us, Lord, that we could be a witness daily to a lost soul, that they might not be in the tribulation time when it comes. And Lord, we'd be ever grateful. Lord, again, if there's one here today who truly don't know you, let not this day go by. May they not put off tomorrow what they could do today. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Won't you come? Won't you come? Rick and I'll be standing up here. You come.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is thy flow that makes me white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.